This is Perspective from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. For as long as I can remember, Bill Deal has been a part of ABC Radio. He started out as a newsman, but that morphed into the career that defined him for many of us. He was our entertainment correspondent, and for decades, he interviewed just about anyone you could think of. Bill gave up full-time work a few years ago, but he still comes to the newsroom a couple of times a week. And this past year, he also wrote a book called Stay Tuned, My Life Behind the Mic. I sat down with Bill recently to talk to him about just that.
You have been in entertainment for how many years?
Well, I guess if you want to count the ABC years, it goes way, way back to the early 70s. But before that, I was in the radio business as a teenager, 15 years old, spinning records at my hometown radio station. And I just knew back then, this is what I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
So you went on to be a broadcaster in high school and then in college as well. And then you went on and were employed by one of the biggest radio stations on the East Coast, WTOP, in Washington, D.C.
Right. It was a big CBS affiliate. And people like Sam Donaldson were there then. Warner Wolf, who became the sports guy, let's go to the videotape, a number of people who went on to ABC. And it was just, here I am, 50,000-watt station, and I'm on the air. And this is not too long after I graduated from college.
Now, Bill, from WTOP, you moved on to Market Number 1, WNAW in New York City, right?
The station was just a perfect fit for me. I started out doing the overnight. As you may remember, overnights are you know.
That's right. We all started out doing the overnights.
The lobster shift, as they
yes.
called it, you know. But it was perfect. And so I, within about a year or two, they made me a full-time newscaster on the station. And then I got a call from someone over at ABC. And the year is 1971.
So, Bill, you did the newscasts, and then at some point you switched over to doing entertainment celebrity interviews. And that's really how I got to know you and how a lot of people today know you, as someone who has interviewed pretty much every celebrity who has been anybody over the past 30 years or so.
Yeah, it started kind of slowly. At ABC, they let me, of course, do newscasts. That was what I was hired to do. But they also said, you can do some special interviews. So I started scouting around, looking for anybody I could get my hands on. And so it started, you know, mushrooming. I started doing more and more of these interviews. Steve Allen, who was a wonderful guest, you know. Jerry Lewis. And of course, one of the greats, Robin Williams.
Hello, this is Robin Williams, and I'll be this week's guest on Bill Deal Spotlight. I hope you'll join us right here on this ABC station. Bill Deal? Big deal. Come on now. Join us. Hey, call me. We'll have breakfast, lunch, dinner. Please hold. Thank you.
Howdy. This is Robin Williams. I hope you'll be listening for Bill Deal Spotlight right here on this ABC station. Billy Bob, Joe Jean, Carl Joe Jeff. Squeeze! Come on now, Betty. Get in the car. We're going to drive home.
He then said, by the way, if anybody got $5, he said, I need a cab to get back to my hotel. He said, I didn't bring any money with me.
Also, you talk about how Carol Channing, she was the, you know, the original Hello Dolly.
Well, in Las Vegas, there were seven men doing me at one time, and a voice that says, hello, I don't sing like that.
She was delightful. I can't say enough about people of that era. She is now in her 90s and still around, but not doing interviews anymore. But it was people like that that just got me so excited.
There was Carl Reiner on Being Remembered.
How old do you have to be legendary? Is there an age limit?
I think you have to have done three important things, and I figured out what those three important things were. I've done the Dick Van Dyke Show. I did the Show of Shows, and then I did the thing called The 2,000-Year-Old Man. I've done little pictures in between that work, but I think the thing they remember you for most, you have to have three of them, and that makes you a legend. Either that or some publicist just decides, let's call him legendary, and it'll make him more important in the eyes of the nation.
Jerry Lewis on his breakup with Dean Martin.
I provoked the split. There was no two ways about it. I got it on. We might have both been guilty for the motivation and so on, but I really sought to with it got done. I felt that the whole country knew that I had destroyed something they loved, and now I'm certainly not going to be welcome in their home.
Mary Tyler Moore on how she and Dick Van Dyke ever got little Richie back on the Dick Van Dyke Show.
They slept in twin beds. And she wore pajamas all the time. Anytime you saw these two get up in the middle of the night, she was in pajamas buttoned right up to her neck.
And Shirley MacLaine on her belief in the supernatural.
There's no way they can ridicule someone who deeply believes something like I believe that. That would be like questioning your concept of happiness. How can you do that with anybody? No one can get into anyone else's skin. We have enough trouble in our own.
How have you seen the celebrity culture change over the years? As we're talking right now, I'm looking on a monitor and I'm seeing Kim Kardashian being interviewed on The View. How has celebrity itself, has it changed over the years, or do you think it's the same as these people who you were interviewing years ago?
It's not the same anymore. Now you have celebrity magazines, you have digital, you see everything that they do is out there. It's changed the whole animal. And I don't think it's for the better. I think that it has colored our view of celebrities. You find out every little thing. You look at the women, what they look like, what they're dressing, their bodies. The guys, not so much. But, boy, the celebrity culture has zeroed in, as you mentioned, the Kardashians.
If you had to sum up your career in just a couple of lines or sentences, what would you say?
A lot of fun. It has been a lot of fun. I didn't expect it would be this much fun, and I think the celebrity thing is what really helped a lot. You know, people often say, and I've done this in my interviews, do you want to be remembered? Well, a lot of us will say, oh, yeah, I loved my wife, my family, my kids, you know, that's how I want to be remembered, as a good father, a good husband. But I think professionally, I'd like to have been given the opportunity to make a mark in broadcasting. I've always loved radio. ABC has been my home, hard to believe, almost 50 years.
Wow.
You and I are here right now almost 50 years from when I started. That's a big thing to talk about, you know. What's not to like?
There you go. That's what we're going to say about you, about Bill Deal. What's not to like? Thanks, Bill, so much.
Thank you very much, Sherry.